Picture though, this is 2006, and this is the JP Penney store, which was a huge success there. But by 2006, a few decades later, it was a empty, looks like a concrete bunker is really what it looks like, with an empty parking lot. And soon after that, the three other anchor stores, there were two Dillard stores at this period of time, and they both closed in 2009 and 2010. And then shortly after that, just within a few months, the fourth anchor store, Macy's, closed in 2010. So you can only imagine then what happened with no anchor stores. They had the inline stores there along the mall, but they quickly began to fall one by one. A few hung on, but that just struck the death knell, you know, for Highland Mall, with no anchors, and the inline tenants beginning to bail out. It was only a matter of time until it began its what we'd call a death spiral and would be no more. So this was the early 2010, 2011. When this began to happen. And at the same time then, there was this incredibly complex ownership structure, and pretty typical of a mall. And that's something, if you get into this business and try to redevelop one of these, typically the anchor stores own their sites, whereas the others are on ground lease property sometime underneath the main mall itself. And in this particular situation, through just an odd set of circumstances, the mall was owned by two of the largest, fiercely competitive retail rivals in the country. And they owned it in kind of an inherited partnership, 50-50. Neither one controlled it.